Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have lots to share with you today. And so let's real quickly go to the Lord in prayer. I say that like that's, you know, I kind of kid some of the preachers when they say, let's pray real quick. It's not about being quick. It's about being sincere. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, it seems that we come each day with requests for this and for that. Today, Father, we know that we need a change of heart. Our blessings are many, O God, and it seems that our giving back is small. I beg your continual protection over President Donald Trump and his family and his administration. I ask, too, that you watch over Vice President Pence and keep him safe and his family as well. These men need your strength and your wisdom, and they need your boldness as they lead this nation and fight many along the way. You have blessed this nation and all of us. We are a spoiled people many times over. May we now be a people, your children, who can be grateful in return. The display of hate and contempt in the hearts of politicians every day, but in particular last night, was a slap in the face to many and to you. They behave in this way, people of power and positions with dark, dark hearts. We are thankful for the good that we saw, for the baby saved and the others brought together. This nation is lost, O Father, you know. I pray for you to help your children to bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Well, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. The display of disdain and hate for one another last night was obvious on both sides. But more so in the actions of Nancy Pelosi, who is Speaker of their House, and let me remind you, third in line to be president. If something should happen to President Donald Trump, and then again to Vice President Pence, Nancy Pelosi would be President of the United States. She showed us and the world last night she is not capable of leading. So I wrote a little poem. Remember yesterday I shared a little poem that I'd written back in, was it 2018, when the Democrats wouldn't stand and they were all upset about this and that? Well, it hasn't changed. They did it last year and they're doing it this year. But he said, oh, look at their faces and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They did that last year. The only difference was Nancy Pelosi had not treated the president in a manner as she has in this past year, with her slamming her hands on the table and all that. We will have Melody Cedarstrom with us in just a moment. I want to share this poem. I want her to hear it. So I'm going to share this poem with you. It's called Pelosi the Ripper. She hates the president through and through. She preys on his every move, his phone calls, his family, his staff. Pelosi will soon rip his speeches in half. It was the State of the Union that February night when the Ripper came out. Her loose teeth she clenched tight. She hated every American accomplishment made. She hated each American guest who came. They were innocent of any political wrongdoing, but she hated them just the same. It was all she could do, but the Ripper had to stay. No support for the POTUS or the people who came. No love for the ones who watched from afar. The Ripper would soon leave her scars. The speech was the best, many did say, but the mention of good was more than the Democrats could take. At the end of the night, the Ripper, she stood and began to show contempt for America. That's good. She ripped up the words. She ripped up the names. She just couldn't stop ripping. To the house, she brought shame. She ripped into the children who came. She ripped into the choices to be made. She ripped at education. She ripped at the old heroes. She ripped up the names of those who'd been violently taken. She ripped into the economy improving. She ripped into the new jobs added. She ripped into the health care change. She ripped into the babies that were saved. Abortion is better in her twisted way. She ripped and she tore till she could rip no more. The Ripper and her gang, they had to wear white. They believed in this way they would hide their dark hearts. But dark we did see, and now we all know, for there is no question how low they will go. She came as the speaker, but as the evening progressed, her resolve became weaker. Her dark heart was a mess. When it was all over, she could take it no more. She picked up the papers and she ripped and she tore. The Ripper's actions changed nothing at hand, but Americans witnessed her hate for the man. The Americans saw the truth in her treasonous stand. It was February 4th, 2020, the night Ripper Pelosi tried to rip America, the land of plenty. Nancy Pelosi showed a disdain not just for the president, but for all last night. All who came, all who watched. It doesn't matter if you agree. I'm sure there was some exaggerations in the president's speech. But all in all, I thought it wasn't bad. And I'm going to bring on Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is sponsoring today's show, and I appreciate her so much. Melody, did you watch that fiasco last night?
You know, I saw a little bit of it. I did not watch it from start to finish.
I don't blame you at all.
You know, I don't know.
It's a mess.
It truly is, and it was the perfect showing of just how much of a mess it is. And
well, I think if there was any doubt in anybody's mind about this being partisan, it was all erased last night by the actions. But, you know, the year before, it was the same. They wouldn't stand. They wouldn't clap. They made faces. They rolled their eyes around. Pelosi went through the papers instead of paying attention to the president, trying to make noise and distract him. It wasn't any different last night than what it was the year before. The only thing different was she ripped up the papers right after the show. She just ripped them in two.
Right, right. And I mean, it's and again, it's theatrics as usual coming from D.C. And
yes,
you know, the world is a stage, and so is so
all
certainly
politics
uncalled,
of the actors.
But you know what? It was, certainly was uncalled for. And you know what is amazing? It's just like, how dumb are these Democrats? I mean, it only strengthens his base more. All the things that they do, it doesn't, you know, it just strengthens his base. And then they have a harder, and, you know, one thing I was thinking about, they're also focused on this presidential election. What are they going to be doing to all their local elections? And, you know, they just might lose their control of the House. You know, you don't hear much conversation about what's going on. Now, maybe in states and so forth, maybe it's a little bit more of a locale type of reporting and so forth, but you don't hear anything about that. You don't hear anything about the Senate, or at least I haven't.
It's that way every year that there's a presidential election. Everything else is left in the dust. But
There's always some big elections that, you know, they might focus on a little bit, but
I don't know. We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other things that happened. We are 271 days from the presidential election and the senatorial election in certain states and House of Representatives. There are several of those that are up for re-election, and I predict they will probably lose the House, especially after last night, because even those that were riding the line, they didn't like that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and this today's show is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading with Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, we've got a caller. He has a question or a comment about coins as well as the little theater we watched last night. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Fine, Beth. Beth, I'm going to ask you, I've got some old coins I'm looking to sell. Do you have any kind of books that would tell me what they're worth or prices?
I have Melody. I don't have books, but I have Melody. Melody, you want to talk to me about that?
What you can do, Larry, if you have access to the Internet and you can take pictures of them and send them to me, make a list of them. I'd be more than happy to look and get you some bid prices on them other than, you know, taking all your time and, you know, scouring the Internet.
What's your website?
Well, send it to my email. And the email address is discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
Okay. About the speech, the Democrats, they would have been better off to stay home or not even show up because they just showed how disgraceful they are. They don't stand or didn't stand clap or hardly nothing what Trump said, and he said all that good stuff. And they just... 'Cause that's going to be used against them.
And it already is. I saw a group this morning. And of course, I realized I was my husband had turned on the TV first thing this morning instead of the radio because we're watching for the weather. We're getting hit with some winter here pretty hard. And anyway, it was still on Fox from last night. I watched late, and they had they had a panel, and they had like a little town hall, and there was one older woman there, white-headed lady, and she was talking about how disgusting, and they were like in a little restaurant or cafe or something, and how disgusting she was with the particularly Nancy Pelosi's behavior. You know, it's before the cameras. Everybody can see her rolling her eyes and being disrespectful, and she does it. She's done it every State of the Union address, and you know, a woman that will pound on the table and get in the president's face during a meeting in the White House, she'll do anything. So
they messed the Iowa caucus up. If she moved from Iowa to Missouri, they'll mess that one up too. So
now that's getting it's concerning, but maybe this was a prerequisite, and they'll prepare the American people for what they're going to do in November. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you so much. We're having a little trouble with your phone breaking up. Thank you. Larry, you can also, if you're still listening, give us a call here in the office, and we'll help you get a hold of Melody, if that'll help. And the phone number here in the office for when we are off the air is 573-796-2166. Or you could give Melody a call at 1-800-37, I think I've got this right, 375. I've lost my mind. 4188. So you can call us
after
right now.
After all these years, you still can't get that right.
You know, I will claim that I'm old. I'm just going to say it. I ran in here at the last minute. And I'm writing it down, and I'm looking at it. It doesn't look right. It's three. You tell me the number.
1-800-375-4188.
It was the five. I had four down. I knew that was wrong. It didn't look right. 1-800-375-4188. Melody, I apologize.
No worries.
But you can call us here and talk to her right now at 877-895-5410. Well, you know, he said a lot of things last night. And one, of course, who I want to concentrate on is the economy and the jobs. And things have improved. You and I talked about that a week or so ago when we talked. It's not where we would like it yet, but it is improving. But like you said, you know, they never mention the debt. They never mention the debt. And I said that the other day about the president. You know, that's disheartening to me because they never mention the debt. And that is something that is looming over us. And it is going to cost the American people in the future. We don't know when. Maybe tomorrow, maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from. We don't know. But we know that it can't continue. And they never mention that. But the fact that things have improved a little bit with the tweaking that the president has done, it is of no concern to the Democrats. And I thought it was really funny this morning. I don't know if you saw it or if you saw any of the news coming across this morning, but this was on a video from CNN. And Van Jones says this is a warning to us because he said the Democrats need to wake up because Trump's he's saying things and doing things that's going to take the black vote away from them. I thought that was kind of funny. You know, it's like, well, then you guys start getting to work. Instead of fighting the president, get to work. But that's not the way they see it. No, I thought it was kind of funny anyway.
Well, the whole thing is funny. And the whole thing is funny and it's sad at the same time.
Yes, it is.
It's very sad. And, you know, no wonder people really don't know what's going on in this country because things are exaggerated. Mm-hmm. Things are stretched beyond the limits of the reality on both sides. You have, I mean, they're to me, I mean, you still have Republicans and you still have the Democrats, and I never saw much difference between the two. And I don't think that's changed. It's just been rewritten temporarily. And so, I mean, we got great news out today for January from the jobs report from, early reporting by the ADP, the National Employment Report. It's produced by the ADP Research Institute. And they said they had created employment, the private sector employment increased by 291,000 jobs from December to January. Now, it's pretty high. It's a pretty high number. We've had some warm weather. So a lot of the construction and services, you know, increased and so forth. But they're also going to be making, and we'll see what the real numbers are when, you know, come Friday, when we get the government's numbers. But supposedly there's going to be a lot of adjustments and so forth and revisions from previous months. So I guess the average has been running around 125,000, which is consistent with the low and a stable unemployment. So it's still good, you know, no doubt about that. But again, you know, they give the, you know, they only report based on, you know, they adjust the numbers, and, you know, everything is better. There's just no doubt about it. But you're right. They don't talk about the debt. They don't talk about the billions and trillions of dollars of quantitative easing that's being pumped into the markets just to keep it that way. And I'll guarantee you, if you ask any person, or most of them, on the street, how do they view the economy, they'll view the stock market. Oh, the stock market.
Right.
Great. The stock market is not the economy. Not when you have your multinational corporations buying back shares, and they turn around and dump theirs, and not in the, where do you think all that repo money is going into the, in, you know, that they can't get, and the Fed is pumping billions of dollars. You have China bumping billions of dollars into the market. So none of these central banks anymore, they don't even care to hide it. It's all quantitative easing. It's all stimulus. And somebody will say, well, what's wrong with stimulus? Well, guess who gets to pay for it?
I should say it's fake.
it's not real.
Mm.
You know, it's like cryptocurrencies. It's not real. But we've come to live in this world of things that aren't real anymore. And it's kind of bizarre when you talk about it. Because sometimes I think, oh, my gosh, what am I saying? It sounds insane. But it isn't. It's believing in that system is what's insane.
I look at the cryptocurrency like the emperor that has no clothes. There's nothing there. It's just something made up on the Internet. It's nothing there. It's on a piece of paper.
There.
At least with our fiat dollars, we have a piece of paper to hold in our hands. With the crypto, you have nothing. Nothing.
You have nothing. And time again, we hear about these exchanges, these crypto changes, exchanges being hacked, and the brokerage is going belly up. And, you know, and I guess if you're not affected, it's okay. But think about the poor people who are. And if one exchange is like that, there's multiple exchanges like that. It's a Ponzi scheme, just like the stock market is. But, hey.
Good way of looking at it.
Hey, we're in the greatest economy that's ever existed, so enjoy.
Well, it is better, and it's existed in a long time, but it's still the same thing. It's still fiat dollars, and we're still in debt, and the debt's climbing. And climbing. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give her a call today right here at 877-895-5410 or in her office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What do you think about the economy? What did you think about what happened last night? I say impeach Pelosi, and I think there's an awful lot of people that agree she needs to resign. She can't work with the president. She's made that very clear. 877-895-5410. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is sponsoring today's show, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website and sign up for her newsletter. It's at discountgoldandsilvertrading.com. That's just dgscoins.com is the best way to do it. dgscoins.com. You can give her a call in her office or write this down to call her later and have a little chit-chat at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I will have to say that I'm sure I'm not the only one with the idea, but I created a hashtag last night, Impeach Pelosi. And I won't say it went viral, but enough people have paid attention, Melody, that the switchboard is overwhelmed in D.C. right now. Maybe not just because of CNC Talk Radio, but it is overwhelmed. And they're giving them Nancy Pelosi's number and having them go to her phone, and the voice box is full. So Nancy didn't do herself any favors last night. I believe she needs to resign. She has proven that she cannot be nonpartisan and she cannot work with this president, and she needs to resign. We do have a caller. He has some things to visit with you about. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just sitting here listening to the sleep you know, hit the roof. It's got about a half inch so far, and they said we're going to get a couple inches more. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's heading to the northeast, cutting through our, you know, southwest corner of Missouri right now.
Mm-hmm. We're getting lambasted with it, too, so.
Well, I won't tell you I'm in 45-degree weather, so I'm sorry.
Well, Monday we had 67.
But 72. Be safe.
Monday it was 72 degrees here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was nice.
Neil, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know how much you've heard about this new NAFTA agreement that they conned Trump into signing. You know, the Republicans went in there with a bill that was going to, you know, eliminate all these advantages, especially for Mexican manufacturing. What happened was the Democrats got a hold of it, completely stripped it out, reworked it, ran down to Mexico, got it signed, ran to Canada, got it signed, and then had it presented to Trump, and nobody warned Trump that they had completely, you know, because it's one that he had already looked at, you know, when they first presented it. He didn't know they'd gone through and completely changed everything, so he signed it without reading it. And now any manufacturing left in the United States is pretty much going to either go under or move to Mexico, because they've got no way to compete with Mexican production now.
Well, no, I haven't heard that, and I haven't read it, so I'll have to see what I can find out about that.
Who did you say went down there and had it changed?
The Democrats. The Democrats got a hold of that Republican bill and completely reworked it, put all kinds of amendments on it, stripped out the advantages for U.S. or the protections for U.S. manufacturing, and
It would have been Trump's team. I mean, any changes they would have had to make would have had to been, you know, passed.
Gone over.
Kushner basically was leading that deal.
Well, that's what happened. His team,
Kushner's,
didn't warn him. I mean, there were people that tried to get to Trump to notify him. People that used to have a direct line to Trump to notify him and warn him that they completely reworked that the Democrats completely reworked that bill. See, I knew something was going on behind the scenes, because there's nothing on the regular media except impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Nothing. And I knew any time they do that, where they just flood the media with some kind of garbage like that, that they're doing something behind the scenes, and that's what they've done to us.
Well, there were changes that the Democrats wanted with the new NAFTA agreement. I mean, I knew there was changes, and they were worked, and they were approved. So I don't know if they actually went down, but I know they did get what they wanted in some of them, in some of the things, in order to get it signed. The whole deal was to get it signed before the election so that he would have something to, you know, to talk about. Now, I can't recall the exact things that they wanted and so forth that had to do with wages and things like that. But, you know, anything's possible.
This is what I've heard about.
It's where you got your report. If you just let me know where you got it so I can, you know,
I'm getting
it
information
up,
off shortwave reports that came coming in. I mean, just signed this thing last week, so this is shortwave news media is putting out this information.
Well,
if we can find it and download it,
I don't know how many pages it'll be, but we'll try and see if we can't find some information on it. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out exactly what this what.
Okay, I think he's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I think so. We need to find that and read it, but there's always compromise. You know, D.C. is the land of compromise and corruption, so there's always compromise.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, I know there were some changes that they wanted and everything, and, you know, they did get what they wanted, and they wanted it signed, and, you know, it was it's both sides, I think, to some degree, but.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we know that from before he was ever elected, that it was both sides. They both hated him, and it was the two things that he was running on, and that was immigration and trade. They didn't want to fix it. It's what they want. Because they don't care about the
American
people and the American
jobs. And it would have been McConnell. His deals that should have been following up, but Kushner was supposedly the one of the lead people on it that was doing the discussions with Mexico and so forth. But
well, we'll see. I thought it was a little different with the different people that he had last night there, and one of those was the president, the elected president, not the one who's sitting in the president's seat in Venezuela. I thought that was interesting last night.
I don't know if he was elected, but he was appointed.
No, he won an election.
Did he?
Yeah. He won an election, and the other one won't go away. So he refuses to step down. So, yeah. But anyway, that's my understanding. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. It's happened. Just a minute. My producer was saying something. Say that again. I didn't hear you. Okay. We have Jim Hansen on with the State of the Union comment.
Greg, how are you doing, Bethlehem?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I appreciate you starting your program with a prayer. That's great.
Well, you're welcome.
I was thinking about Nancy Pelosi's demonstration last night. Some guy said if her brains were converted to gunpowder, she wouldn't have enough to blow her nose. You know, she's awful.
Yes. The hate is vitriol. It's just terrible.
Yeah. I'll be turned around on him, you know. I've got to get that woman out of the office, out of the House of Representatives. To my opinion, she's nothing but an obstacle to President Trump and the things he is doing and wants to do, you know. How they could label that speech as contempt of Congress and the United States, I don't understand that. That's beyond my ability to think.
You know, I can understand not liking him. You know, I can appreciate that they have differences and they don't like him. But to treat him as they have, you remember they threw a big fit when one guy said he lied when they were talking about President Obama. And, mm-hmm. And one of them made the comment last night that they thought they behaved because nobody yelled he lied. But I wouldn't call their behavior good last night, and it was a terrible show to the American people. A terrible show.
Nancy Pelosi would have showed more strength and power if she didn't have to stand up and applaud at everything that she didn't want to, you know, whether
right.
we agree with her or not, that remains to be, you know. But she would have shown more strength and more power if she had sat there and shown interest. And then addressed the disagreements after the fact. But now everyone is focused. But then again, they know theatrics, and everybody is talking about her and what she did. And that might have been part of it, too.
It could have been, because she did steal the show. That's all that they talked about last night. And one of them had mentioned that. We're going into a break. John, I want to thank you for your call. Appreciate you calling in. Jim, I apologize. It was Jim. But they made that comment last night, and here we are. We're talking about her, not the speech. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, if there's one thing that we saw last night was the hate and the division in this nation, and it is proof that the American people cannot trust the people in D.C., in particular in the House of Representatives right now, because they are against this president no matter what. And they're not going to do anything to fix anything. They've never intended to do anything to fix anything, which is proof enough that we need to take care of ourselves at home. That doesn't mean we can't make these phone calls. Like I said, you need to call the switchboard at the White House and tell them we demand that Nancy Pelosi resign her position. She cannot work with this president. And that number is 202-224-3121. But you and I have said many, many times that we have to start at home. And again, last night was proof the American people have got to take care of the American people. Okay, we're going to take one more call. We're going to take Bruce from New Mexico. Real quick, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Hi, Beth. This is Bruce. And
hey, how are you doing?
Good. People have asked me, why wasn't she arrested on the floor last night for an event or an action like that? I believe there's a criminal division of the Department of Justice whose discretion it is to write a citation or have her arrested. That is an arrestable offense. If there's proximity danger, like threat of violence, then it would be the Secret Service or Capitol Police would act immediately, cuff the person and hustle them out. And so we'll just have to wait and see if the criminal division wants to press charges or write her a citation or have her arrested, but she definitely could be arrested for that.
Well, maybe that's the phone numbers we should be making. And also, you know, nobody else could have gotten away with what she did on the table whenever she went into that meeting with the president and she slammed her hand down on the table, reached across and pointed in his face. Nobody else could have done that. That is a threat to the president of the United States. Even though I think he could take her, it is still a threat. And it's not the behavior that you expect from these elected officials, especially somebody that's Secretary of State. So anyway. I'm sorry, not Secretary of State, Speaker of the House. Anyway, thank you, Bruce. I appreciate your calls. Good to hear from you. You know, Melody, are you still there, Melody? I thought I lost you there.
I am. Okay. No, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. So anyway, my point with you and I and for our listeners is that they need to get gold and silver. They need to take care of their own portfolios and secure their own wealth there in their own homes, and I wanted you to take it from there.
Well, I, you know, you always give me these last 10 minutes, and it's and you know, it's kind of a change of topic from, you know, certainly with what was going on last night and everything.
Absolutely.
But I think that was a prime showing of what we can expect going forward. And because, again, as I said, it shows us just exactly where we are in this nation. And yeah, we can say it's their fault, and I mean, certainly I'm not, please don't ever take me that I'm supporting the other side and so forth. I think the showing last night was disgusting. It was as disgusting as the Super Bowl's halftime show. And so, but this is where we are in today's world. And it shows that I'm not sure how things get turned around. I view these as distractions. We don't talk about what's really important in this country. We don't talk about how our finances, our purchasing power, the inflation, true inflation, all of these issues are avoided. Because they would have major impacts on the stock market. And they can't have, at this point in time, a major impact until they're ready to pull it. And they will pull it. And it baffles me why, you know, people, I mean, I have people calling me every day, people with a lot of wealth. And they're scared. They're moving their funds around. They're telling me that things are just too crazy. That there's too much chaos, that the things are not, you know, normal. When you're pumping billions of dollars and we have quantitative easing and the Fed's buying bonds again, treasuries, there's something wrong. But we don't want to talk about them. Let's just focus on, you know, the nincompoops in Iowa that, you know, I mean, that's just another debacle that's like... And I made the reference, it was similar to the rollout of the Obamacare where they couldn't even have a proper website that worked properly. It's like, I mean, these are all signs that tell us just the incompetence that we have in D.C. with the incompetence that, you know, these people are supposed to be our leaders and you know, they all plotted on infrastructure. Where's this money coming from?
Right.
If you guys want to open your wallets to pay excess taxes, be my guest. But the point is, just like in 2000 with the dot-coms, they weren't going to let people walk away with all those funds. You know, it's just not the way it works. and there's not going to be any changes.
That, you know, they talk about these elections being fixed, but I'm going to tell you right now, all this stuff is being fixed against the American people.
Exactly.
It's fixed, and so we have to do what we can to guard our own at home, and that's what I was kind of trying to get to. I know we went all over the gamut today with the State of the Union address and
well, I think
Ripper.
The State of the Union address was important to discuss.
But it was proof. Of where we are.
It is.
There was no hiding what's going on when we watched their reactions last night.
country is so divided, whatever happens at election time, it concerns me. And I think everybody knows what can happen, what might very well happen. But, again, how is this going to affect your finances? All of this comes back to your finances. It's all tied to your money. It's all tied to the fiat dollar. And it's all tied to gold. So no matter what topic you want to discuss, you can always bring it back to gold. Because everything revolves around money. Everything. So, and the real money is gold. So, you know, if folks want to convert some of those fiat dollars, some of that paper money, into some real money, they can give us a call. And we'll help them. We'll show you and you'll educate you on why it is so important and how it's going to work in the future. And so they can give us a call.
I want to give you a number.
I'll give it because you forgot it.
Just once.
800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And if you need to get a hold of Melody, Neil, or Larry, I'm sorry, it was Larry, give me a call in the office and we'll help you do that. It's 573-796-2166, and we'll help you get your pictures to Melody. Melody, thank you so much for what you
Alrighty,
do for the show
you.
And what you do for this nation. We appreciate it so, so much. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're here to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?